Good morning, afternoon, or evening to everybody out there, whichever one applies to you. This is DJ and my co-host Mike.
Hi.
And this is episode 10. This is a
milestone
for us. Yeah, this is pretty cool. So episode 10. This is awesome. I mean, we started recording a month ago. We record a couple episodes.
It's been a month already?
Yeah. I think just over. Yeah. So
it's hella fast.
10 episodes. And we're getting closer and closer to turning this into a video as well, podcast.
We are getting there.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do the video. We're going to take the audio out of the video itself and then overlay this audio onto it. So that way we can still have a podcast for you guys when you're driving, doing whatever. And then if you guys have time, you can go on YouTube and see our lovely faces.
Oh, yeah. And we're designing a logo so you can actually find us pretty easily.
That's Mike is designing the logo. That's all. That's his specialty.
Yeah, graphic design. Hey-o.
Exactly. I don't want to mess it up.
I have a degree in it. Hit me up on Vero and player. Instagram. Yeah. Plug myself.
I'm narcissistic. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we have some cool stuff to talk about today as well. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
We had a question. Not a question. Somebody from last week talking about photo ruts.
Yes.
So what are ways that we as photographers get out of our photo blocks, our struggles, lack of ideas? What's some tips and tricks you got?
So for me, if I hit a rut, I like to go shoot with friends
mm-hmm.
that I know shoot in a different style than I do. I like to go on and look at other pictures from around the world that other photographers have taken, and I try to analyze it. Like, okay, this f-stop was used, you know, maybe the shutter speed, and I try to see what I would do differently for that picture. And then it makes me be like, oh, well, if I would do that differently, then I would go like the horseshoe bend mm-hmm. picture. Another thing that I like to do too is sometimes, and I don't do this on purpose. I didn't do this on purpose before, but the great Peter McKinnon. Had talked
the great.
The great.
All hail Peter McKinnon.
He did a video. He's like, try this one time. Leave all your lenses at home. Grab one lens and make that lens work for a bunch of different things.
Yep.
So he's like, 50 was an easy example, obviously, because it goes for a lot of things. But he's like, you can use a 50 for landscape shots. Mm-hmm. Just know. And the reason this came up was, no, it was a 24 millimeter. He bought one of the new Leicas that have the lens built in that you can't.
Oh, yeah,
it's not interchangeable. It's 24 mil. It's fixed, I think. And he said it made him rethink framing. And it made him like go back to the basics. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. If I ever get into a rut, I just go back to the basics and see how like I can fine tune those. And then I'm like, oh yeah, well, it makes me think about this shot. It makes me think about that shot. Mm-hmm. And it goes from there. So for me, those are probably like the three best things that I can do to get out of it.
Definitely the challenges for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're going to set a challenge for yourself, like I'm going to go shoot with one lens or I'm going to go shoot film for a whole hour and see how that works.
Film. I love film. I need to get back into that again for sure.
I'll shoot with a point and shoot that I bought when I was like 12, or my parents bought for me when I was 12. I don't have the money when I was 12. use your phone. Only use your phone. Shooting something different than what you normally shoot for sure is something that gets me out of my creative ruts, because I normally shoot portraits. So I'll go out and shoot landscape or street or wildlife. Do something different. And then maybe I'll mess with edits. I'll edit certain way.
That's a good idea.
I'll try to emulate somebody that I am inspired by.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go into Photoshop. I'll do like hyper-realism. Like really fuck it up. Or you just go back to the basics. See where you lost your inspiration. Like you can kind of cycle back to mm-hmm. where you were before you lost your inspiration, and then go from there.
And I've seen lack of inspiration and ruts get started from a myriad of things.
Mm-hmm.
Big word for the day.
Myriad. It's not even that long.
It's not. It's just.
It sounds long.
I'm not sure if I could spell it.
I know. I'm thinking about it too. Is it a Y or an I?
I don't know.
M-Y-R-I-A-D? Myriad?
We're really showing our intelligence right now, folks. We're smart guys, we promise.
Photographers. Actually, no. We both have degrees in art, so.
We do, yes. It's not English, okay?
No.
Actually, it's funny.
We're both art students.
Rosa speaks Spanish, being Mexican, and she speaks really, really good English, too. Really, really good English. And she's like, oh, I love your English, you know, it's so good. And I was like, I've been practicing English for 34 years. And I was like, it's, I haven't even mastered English yet. I was like, I think your English is better than mine because she's focusing on, you know, all
the basics.
The basics, exactly. Yeah. But I see a lot of ruts come from a lot of things. Equipment being stolen. Mm-hmm. Having two or more consecutively not your best shoots.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because something that I learned from a friend of mine a long time ago, every single picture that you take, you should be attempting to replace a picture that's in your portfolio.
That's good.
Yeah. Every single time. If it doesn't happen, not a big deal, but you know you gave it your best, right? So if you have like several shoots that you look at and you're like, it's just not, it just doesn't hit. Like, it's just not this, it's not
where I want it to be. Right.
Then that can trigger it for sure. So yeah, theft, bad photo shoots, losing pictures.
Oh,
I've seen losing worst. Pictures completely derail. But I've seen people that lost pictures for like a wedding or things like that. And they sold their gear. They're like, I can't. Because, I mean, they ruined a really important day. The worst thing that I've ever done with losing pictures, a friend of mine asked me to take pictures for her and her friends. Mm-hmm. Her husband passed away very suddenly. Oh. And they were young. They were like, he was in his late 40s. Mm-hmm. She was in her mid-30s. Or early 30s, sorry. Because if she listens to this, she can easily kick my ass. I know she can. But she asked me to show up and take pictures for his wake. Mm-hmm. And in Hawaii, a wake is a big thing because he was a surfer, a big surfer. Everybody went out in the water on their surfboards. Mm-hmm. They put the flowers in the water. It's a very beautiful thing. I'm not a very good swimmer, but I had a lifeguard vest on. I was hauled out there by a wave runner. I had mm-hmm. my camera. I'm inside. Like, I just didn't want to get it wet. Like, that was way out of my comfort zone. Took pictures the entire day that I was there. Moved the pictures from the car to the computer and then onto my hard drive. Mm-hmm. And I separated the pictures between the water stuff and the beach stuff, like the before.
Yeah.
And then as I was moving everything, I deleted everything, formatted the card, went about my day, went back later that day to start editing, and I had accidentally deleted the folder with the water shots that I'd taken.
Yeah.
And there was no way to get them back. I checked the card, I checked the computer, everything, it was gone. My friends that were there obviously gave me a lot of shit for it for a long time, which mm-hmm. rightfully so. The widowed wife never really got mad at me, but I knew that she was disappointed, which I totally get. Mm-hmm. And I honestly didn't do a photo shoot for probably a couple months after that. Like, I was really in my feelings about it. It really, really sucked. And now anytime, because that's the only time I've lost pictures like that, I've just done something that stupid. It's completely my fault. There's no way to blame anybody else or anything. It was just me not mm-hmm. paying attention. So I get it. If that's happened to anybody else, I totally understand.
Yeah, when I got my stuff stolen and I lost all those photos from my hard drive.
Yeah.
That, like, I was so bummed because I had photos that I was still wanting to edit mm-hmm. and I just never got those back. There were photos that I've had from like my Hawaii trips, family things, and those I never get to look at again. So yeah, that definitely can derail you, but it's like really getting back up.
Yeah. And like you said before, like it's how you recover from it that makes you.
Yes. Myriad is a Y. Yes. I'm smart.
And funny. I'm funny.
What else do I do? I take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Literally super just important. Don't think about it. Like, I know when my style, I got bored of, like, editing and just using presets. Just like, why am I doing this still? Hmm. I took a break. Then I went back and edited in a different way. And boom, I'm back.
Reignited.
Yeah. That's a good point. So, take a break. Literally, you don't have to be shooting unless it's your job.
Right.
You don't have to shoot 24/7. You can go on little 1 month breaks, 2 week breaks.
Yeah. I think they're actually important.
Yeah.
Especially like maybe not take a break from like your shooting, like you said, but like, just like still have your camera, take photos here and there. Because I think like writer's block, mm-hmm. a lot of my friends that are authors, and even my mom, she used to write all the time. They have writer's block and you just can't write anything. Mm-hmm. And they say that one of the best ways to get over that is to step out of your comfort zone like you were talking about. And also just force yourself to just start typing something or writing something. It doesn't have to be anything specific. Just force yourself to do it. Me personally, I think that I could not do that with photography. If I hit a rut and I'm not feeling it and I'm burnt out,
I can't going out and shooting, to do it.
Yeah, it's like, hard. Anytime when I take a break and that reserve, that want to go shoot starts to fill, I kill it. I would kill it every time I'd go out and force myself to shoot something. And at that point, I would feel like I'm settling. If I'm editing pictures for like a wedding or something, mm-hmm. and I find myself like looking at something like, oh, I'm just going to do this, like, oh, take the shortcut here, whatever, a cut corner here, I stop immediately right there, mm-hmm. and I pick up editing again the next day. And it's not because I I'm trying to find an easy way out of editing because there is no easy way out of editing.
Right.
But I also, I want every single picture to have 100% of my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if I click the auto button and I look at it and I look at that picture when auto does it and I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty good. And I think about like, oh, I'll just leave it like that. Then I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
Because I do use the auto button when I edit to check and see what the algorithm thinks is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's never perfect for me, but I just, I'm curious.
Every that's our eyes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Auto is really good for just like checking your brightness, see if your right. shadows are there,
highlights. You see the histogram move and stuff, and yeah.
So really good, but I couldn't do it with photography either. Mm-hmm. I think if I force myself to go out and do it, yeah, your tank isn't full. It isn't full enough for you to go out.
And you could actually just kill it, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
And so that'd be horrible.
Definitely take breaks. Music, inspire yourself with other things. Going back to like our hobbies, I'll play music. I will listen to a bunch of music. Not to brag again about myself, but I listen to like
trumpet players.
Yeah, I listened to almost 4,000 different artists last year.
That's oh, is that a Spotify fact?
Spotify fact. Yeah,
nice.
4,000 artists. Like, relatively, I don't think a lot of people can listen to that many artists.
I'm gonna ask you a question real quick, and I'm gonna cut you off. You guys are along for this journey. Feel like I'm about to propose to you. you have an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Do you have Apple Music?
I don't.
Sup?
I'm a Spotify user.
I have.
Sorry.
I know it's hard for people that already have Spotify, but I have Apple Music Family Plan,
mm-hmm.
and I have 4 spots that I don't have anybody in.
Hey yo.
So, sup?
Sup?
Free spot. Share music with each other. That'd be cool. But it's a good point about music.
Yeah.
There are a lot of songs I can think of right now. Then when I hear a song, especially if it's in a movie,
uh-huh.
if I hear a song, there's something that plays in my head and it generates images. And that was something that piano players a long time ago, huge concert orchestra ensembles and stuff mm-hmm. would do. Orchestra ensembles would do. Fantasia is a great example.
I was thinking of Fantasia.
The music fits the
so
the,
good.
The animation. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the Looney Tunes stuff even did too. So music is a great idea because you can just formulate the most random stuff for you.
Right, and you like can sing themes in your head like bum-bum-ba-da-dum, bum-bum-ba-da-dum, and you're just like Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah. I was into it, man. I knew.
Like going back to like Stewie and like Family Guy because they do that all the time too.
Right.
And you're just like, this draws images in my head. So if you go to music, that's a big one for me
mm-hmm.
Just to get me going or think about something else that's not photography.
Right. And it doesn't have to be classical music either. No. Even though that was a big thing for it, like you watch people that analyze like piano players, you know, they're always like, oh, you know, like, oh, this, you know, really building up the emotion here and stuff. And it's a feeling that you get inside,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's picture mentally is going to be different. But there are certain songs that are designed to make you feel certain things mm-hmm. like songs for like chase scenes for cars, stuff like that. They get you in the mood. And the interesting thing for me is that if I watch a movie like Underground 6, and at the very end of the song, White Flag is being played, mm-hmm. right? Super dope song. Now every time I'm driving my car and that song comes on, I'm like, I'm the best driver in the world. I can do anything. You know, like it takes you back. How many times have you seen a Fast and the Furious movie in theaters?
A lot.
And how many times have you left the theater thinking you were Dom?
You know what I mean? Like all the time.
Sit in your car. Like I sit in my Subaru and I'm like, whoosh, whoosh, and it's like a stage one.
12 shifts. 12 shift
now. Granny shift and not double clutching like you should.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's
your Tokyo Drift in my head. Like, I wonder if you know. Yeah, the music. Huge.
Huge, massive. That's a good call.
Huge. Yeah. Play video games. We talked about video games last time.
Yeah.
Get me out of my brain. Like,
and a lot of games are having big music in it now, too.
Yeah.
Like, huge. Final Fantasy.
Oh, so good.
Such good music in there. Legend of Dragoon, super corny music in a sense, but amazing.
League of Legends music, so good.
Oh, so good. Dude, okay, sorry. Sidetrack on that. You got me. You got me. I hate to say this, but I think that Riot and their team of composers and music and their team-ups with like Imagine Dragons and stuff,
mm-hmm.
they are putting out better quality music than actual musicians are. Don't come at me if you're listening to this, okay? But new music to me, it's very hard to find a song that I genuinely fall in love with. Ronnie Radke has worked his way into my heart very recently. Falling in Reverse, like all their stuff they do, he's an amazing, talented artist, and he gets all the hate in the world. But he shouldn't. And the music video quality too.
Yeah,
it's the CG so in the crazy. Movies, it's so good. It is so good. Like League does so good, and it makes me want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to watch the show. Yeah, that's dude.
Runes of Runeterra or Runes of what is the show called? Oh, Arcane. Arcane. Oh, you were thinking of the card game.
The card game, yeah.
Arcane.
Nerd alert.
So good.
Both of us. Oh, dude, so good.
So good.
I cannot wait for season 2 to come out.
I wonder what they're going to do with season 2.
So I have theories.
So they base it off of the junkyard. What is that
Piltover,
place called?
Piltover.
Yes.
Yep.
I want them to go to Freljord.
That would be dope.
As a nerd in me, I want them to be like Ash Brom.
Well, so Demacia came into play when her mom came over,
mm-hmm.
right? And she kind of reminds me of Alawi, even though Alawi was Bilgewater. So there's that slight route that way. But I think, and I forget her name right now. Who's the chick that Jace falls in love with?
Caitlin?
No. They were best friends. Well, no, yeah, they're but the black chick with all the gold, like the she's like really, really rich. The
Senna?
The big
girls.
Oh,
no.
She looked like Senna. But the big lady's daughter.
Uh-huh.
I forget her name.
Can't remember the name.
Cameron. Anyway, I think she's Karma.
Oh.
So that rocket that's flying towards the tower right now, I think she's going to be like, and like
put the up. Shield.
And I could be I'm probably 100% wrong, but how dope would that
the
be?
The theories.
For Karma to be like, yeah. I just, yeah. That'd fans be sick. Already know that that Xander is supposed to be Warwick,
mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Yep. They alluded to it a little bit in the episodes. Obviously, Shaco is Silco.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Shaco for sure.
Silco, Shaco. Like.
So it's there, yeah. Plus the eye thing. Yeah, it's the whole thing. Anyway, this sorry.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, this is huge. If you don't play League, don't get into it. It's,
yeah.
It's addictive moderately.
Go through a rabbit hole. But yeah, go video games. I'm a big foodie. I'm going to go eat or I'll cook. Oh. I'll do something.
And then take pictures of it.
Yeah.
If you're not in a rut.
Yeah. If you're not in a rut. Or if you are in a rut, do like the product photography. Challenge yourself. Do food photography.
Easily.
Oh, there's a lot of ways for it. You just have to find what suits you best
mm-hmm.
for you to get out of that rut.
A good
and,
food.
Oh, sorry.
No good.
And if you're a person that is in the rut and somebody's talking to you and giving you like, crap advice, yeah, just leave it. Or like have friends that encourage you, like
yes, yeah, surround yourself with
surround
positivity.
Yourself with positive
people. I cut a lot of people out of my life last year,
yeah,
that just didn't bring positive things to my life, right. And it's not that they're bad people, they're all good people, mm-hmm. they didn't add to my right. life, and I at this age I feel like I've earned the right to be selfish in that aspect,
yeah.
So the people that I keep around close to me now,
yeah,
because they add something good to my life.
There's definitely people that can put you in the creative rut,
oh,
because
yeah.
they just discourage you
for sure.
And you're just like, stop. I need a break. Don't talk to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So be the person that gets people out of the rut. Don't put them in the rut.
No, exactly. And honestly, doing stuff like this, like mm-hmm. what we're doing right now, critiquing other people asking us for our opinions, our advice and stuff, that keeps me super motivated.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I would ever really fall out of love with photography anyway. Like, I'd know that I wouldn't. But this stuff keeps it fresh and it keeps it interesting
right.
and it keeps me, like, engaged. So.
Yep. And I know when we have the guests on, they're going to bring a whole different viewpoint and
oh, yeah.
have certain opinions that might not line up with ours. And it's going to be really good discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And that just helps us be more creative and challenge ourselves.
Exactly. Because we're never going to like berate anybody that comes on the show about
exactly.
anything. Like if somebody decides like black and white is the best thing ever, because I love black and white.
I've been loving black and white recently.
Oh, so good.
And the way my editing style has been, black and white fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm getting to that point of just like, hey, my feed's gonna be all black and white soon.
I can't wait to go on shoot. Have you seen my portrait page?
Uh-huh.
I have a specific layout for it.
I used to do so. Since I hate the Instagram algorithm, I used to do that.
Yeah.
Well, not. I don't think I did exactly the same way, but like color black and white color.
Mm-hmm.
I did triptychs for a while where I'd have the same model for three pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got off that boat because I didn't want to post, like, the same person every day.
There's no way I could actually get that, but it's offering it.
Heyo.
But I might get a blue check mark on Instagram.
I think all of us can buy it if we really wanted to.
That's very true.
Yeah. Oh, I found out that I say a lot. So if you're listening to this and get annoyed by sorry.
Oh, I do the same thing. You know, I know exactly, this is sad, I guess, in a sense. I know exactly where I pick it up from, though. When I would watch actors, actresses, thespians doing interviews on TV,
mm-hmm.
because they're in movies and they're well spoken and articulated in the movies because they're writing off a script and things like that, that's them acting, that's their job. But when you sit them down in front of somebody and you're just having a conversation with somebody that's not scripted and they're thinking off the top of their head,
mm-hmm.
usually pretty good with it. But a lot of times they'll sit back and they'll say and it's I know it sounds weird, but it almost like makes them human to me. Like So watching those interviews so much, not even as a kid, I still do it now. I feel like I might have like taken that from that. It's not that I'm right. like even like trying to search for a word. I'm just trying to make it sound like, because if I talk to somebody normally, this is the same way I talk.
Yeah.
And I say a lot or Yeah.
But yeah, I think the one of the best interviewers of the time right now.
Wait. Let me guess. Hot Ones?
Yep.
Yes!
Sean Evans.
He's Sean so Evans good, dude.
So good at his
so
job.
So good. I didn't mean to take your thunder there, but no. I wanted to guess.
Yeah, that's so a good guess. He's so good. So
what's your number one favorite episode? Who's your favorite guest star?
Oh, man. Let me pull up the list because I see a Hot Ones one.
I have one. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf was good.
And because Shia LaBeouf has been through a lot of shit uh-huh. in his career, he finally started... Apparently, he's drifting back a little bit, unfortunately. But he
was
finally
that the one
himself.
Where he was playing Honey, whatever...
Yep.
Before that, right?
Yep, and the movie about his dad, mm-hmm. where he played his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because he was in the beginning of the episode. It looked like he was kind of acting like he was drunk, maybe a little high mm-hmm. or something. But he genuinely was blown away by Sean's. Like Sean asked him a question. He's mm-hmm. like, "You're really good at this, bro. Like seriously." He's like, "I'm enamored by your." What was the question? Like, he's just so genuine about it, and he just
right.
seems very down to earth. And I'm sure that he's a pain in the ass as a friend.
Yeah,
as most friends
probably.
Are. But that episode to me, just to see Shy like admitting to things that he's done and like coming out of
yeah.
that shell and stuff, that's just it's my favorite episode all the way around.
This started in 2015.
It's crazy, right?
Now
it's been 8 years.
Gosh, he's had a lot of people. Bert Kreischer was on there. I forgot about that.
I want to get some of their sauce.
I do too. We need to do a Hot Ones episode.
Yo, for real, dude. Oh my god, I'm telling you right now.
That
when
fun.
We get to the bomb, the episode's uh-huh. over.
Yep.
Like.
Just cut the camera.
We should do that, though.
It'd be fun.
We for one of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we might get sued.
Will we?
Because we're doing, like...
Let's just cover all the... Are we copy... Is it copyrighted? Who knows?
I mean, identity... Or not identity. Fuck, Jesus.
Oh, I was going to quote The Office. Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
What's... Oh my god, I can't think of it. Like colleges have a big thing about it. It was a big thing with The Social Network, the movie, the Facebook when he mm-hmm. when he's coming up with his intellectual property.
Oh, there you go.
I'm so smart.
So smart.
Yeah, intellectual theft. That might be a thing. It'd be funny to do that episode though.
It'd be funny. Anna Kendrick, love Anna Kendrick. That was a recent one. I think Jenna Ortega was really mature for her episode.
I didn't watch that yet.
Super.
But I'm apparently she didn't react to any of the sauce, good. Which is surprising, I think. She's,
yeah.
But she likes spicy food, though, so
yeah.
I'm assuming.
Jenna Ortega was really good. She's so professional about it, too. The way she carries herself, it was flawless.
Episode. She just seems like a really solid human being.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know she was a thing until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But
me either.
And then Wednesday came really out, good, she's yeah.
super young.
Now she's everywhere.
She is everywhere.
You know that dance scene she completely made up?
Yeah.
She choreographed herself. And she's
so
in the interview,
nuts.
She's like, everybody said, it was so good. And she's like, you guys are idiots. Like, she straight up was like, you guys like that? Because she had no dance training at all.
Yep.
But it was good because it was no dance training. It made her look very awkward and stuff, which mm-hmm. I remember Wednesday being awkward in the cartoon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, if you guys haven't seen Wednesday, you absolutely should. There's cinematography in there is amazing.
Yeah.
Everything about
the stills. Really that whole dancing
TV show.
Is like so
it's
good.
So good. Iconic music, all kinds of, yeah.
And it just came out. So, like, for it to be as iconic as it is now, crazy.
The beginning of a very, hopefully, very, very good
very long career.
Yeah. I have a question. Oh, are you still looking for your favorite?
No. My favorite episode, I need to go back and watch a bunch of them because there's so many.
Idris Elba is a good one, too.
Idris
that was a
good
episode.
Yeah.
So, what's... Change of topic here.
Good segue.
What's super smooth. Hey, great idea, bad pitch. What are some annoying questions that you always get asked as a photographer? And just to preface this too, when we say annoying, we're not saying like it's like we hate the people that ask this question. I just mean like what are some questions that you get asked so often that they become repetitive?
Do you have one on the top of your head?
I have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I made a video... My one semi-viral video that I ever made on TikTok, mm-hmm. It talks about it. The quote was like, oh, I love your pictures. They're so good. What phone do you use?
Oh.
And then I have my camera behind my head. I'm
yeah.
Like, this $7,000
I think that's what
equipment.
Sparked mine.
The, yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, that sparked this topic is like, what phone do you use?
it's always, there's nothing wrong with taking pictures with your phones, but I haven't spent, like, you know, 13 years of my life
right.
learning this craft to take it with an iPhone.
Right.
Granted, I still take pictures with the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's, but that's probably one of the biggest ones for me is which phone do I use?
Which phone do you use? I'm a photographer. Ugh.
And I have the new iPhone in case anybody out there actually is wondering.
I still have the 11, so I'm way behind.
You waiting for the 15 to come out?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What do I get asked a lot? Maybe it's not like an annoying thing. Like, it's not a question per se, but like, oh, your photos look really good. How do I, like, or they want to take it. How do I do it?
Like, steal it or like download it?
Or you make it look easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's not easy. Like, no. The time that we put into editing.
Absolutely not. If you're getting into photography,
mm-hmm.
or your photography, appreciate this anyway, just know that in my experience, for every, like, hour that I do a photo shoot,
mm-hmm.
I'm editing for 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
For weddings, 6 hours of work, at least a day was worth of editing between, you know, the next couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
months even sometimes for some people. Editing is, taking pictures is only half of our job. Editing right. is the other half. And that's why a lot of photographers now are hiring editors.
Yeah.
Which, as long as the editors are editing in your style that you mm-hmm. teach them, who cares? Like, I don't judge them at all. I think it's great for that. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to pay anybody. Plus, if the editor makes a mistake, like deleting pictures like mm-hmm. I did on that one time
yeah.
accident, it's still not their fault to yeah. the client. It's going to be my fault. And that's a little bit of control freak in me, I guess, when it comes to that. But
yeah.
But yeah, editing is that's a really good point. A question that I get asked that takes the wind out of my sails.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show somebody one of my pictures, like, from my portfolio that I have on my phone, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Oh, is that edited?"
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, what? Like, no, I'm showing you a raw image. What's a raw image? Just go away.
Like, go away.
Well, you insulted me twice and you don't even know.
Or like, I hate the question, like, how much money did you spend on this?
Oh yeah.
Or like how much money do you get? Right. For photo shoots.
And money is always like a really...
sensitive.
It's very sensitive. Because if you're... Like, I do a lot of photo shoots every year, but my prices are still lower than a lot of other photographers that are less or more successful than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And my prices are more than other people's stuff that's less or more successful than I am. So I know this is what my time is worth.
Yeah.
I'm not a greedy person either. I have bills to pay still. Mm-hmm. Not greedy, though, so that's why my prices are where they are. Like, and if somebody wants to... If you guys hire a wedding photographer for $1,000, first mm-hmm. of all, good on you. I hope the pictures are good. Tip him or her.
Yeah.
Tip them. You got... The average cost of a wedding photographer in Nevada starts at $3,000. That's minimum. Celebrity wedding photographers, they charge $10,000 to $13,000 just to sit down and talk with them about doing it. So... Next time you get a photographer $1,000, give him like a $500 tip. Give him a $1,000 tip. Who cares? You're still getting a steal.
Yeah.
You know, my wedding started at $2,500.
I'm the same.
Right. So it's $500 less than the average for Nevada. And that's just because most people that charge $2,000 or more have a team.
Just hit his funny bone.
It's not funny.
It's funny to me.
No. What do you call a boiled elbow?
What?
Laughing stock. Oh, come on. That's humorous.
Oh my goodness.
Got him twice. I'm funny. that was so... What was it? God, knocked me out of what I was talking about. A whole team. They have a whole team with them, so they have to pay other people. But I got to pay for gas. Gas sucks. Dude, my elbow hurts so bad right now. I can feel it in my fingers.
Oh, man. I'm just looking at, like, photography talk. What lens did you shoot that with? Did you see my photo in that magazine? Like, somebody bragging about their own thing.
Oh my god. Oh, I love when people come up to me and I show them, like, trying to think of a really good example, like the carousel shot.
Yeah.
That I have, right? Show somebody and they're like, oh, that's really cool. Let me show you this picture that I took, and it like segues in and they show me like this just pure genuine snapshot off their phone.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. And I'm always like, oh, it's a really cool picture. Hey, did you think about doing this next time? Blah, whatever. So there's nothing wrong with it, but it always that's not an annoying question that I get. Don't think that, but I think it's funny. Like it's always a segue. Like show someone a picture, like, and then they immediately are comfortable and want to show me other stuff, and I'm here for it. Like,
yeah,
boil some tea and give me some popcorn. Bro. I'll check out all your stuff.
What do we hate with a passion? Gosh,
backseat photographers.
backseat photographers.
Huge. Huge thing. You hired me because you like my style. Hired me because you like my work.
We talked about that with like second shooters.
Correct. Exactly.
Or even the worst ones are the people at weddings with the phones and just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hours of editing people's arms and phones out.
Oh, the one thing that I get told a lot, you must have a great camera. And you're just like, no, it's not.
Yes. I made another video about that too.
Oh, I hate
that. I love your picture. I love your pictures so much. You have such a good camera. Excuse me. I've seen people take pictures with their phones that are better than some people's pictures that I've seen with like $50,000 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the fighter jet thing that I can't remember. Was it you and me? You were talking about me and Aaron.
It might have been you and Aaron.
But you take the best pilot in the world and put him in a
crappy plane. We've mentioned it too. Yeah.
And you take the worst pilot in the world, put him in the an F-35. The good pilot's still going to win. Like it's just. It just doesn't make sense. Like, yes, the camera helps, but even more importantly, people don't realize either. It kills me. It's not the body, even. It's the lenses. It's a lens. Like, I will go through 3 or 4 bodies by the time I have to buy a new lens.
Uh-huh.
Lenses last forever as long as you take care of them.
Yep.
This is not even the camera. So you're wrong on two levels, like 2 different degrees. If you have a photographer friend or you talk to a photographer, don't ever say they have a nice camera.
Please.
Because you might offend them.
It's like we put so much effort into taking a photo, like composition wise, we're thinking about all these settings, and when they tell you, oh yeah, it's just your camera.
Right.
Deflated.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if I'm shooting on a Nikon D850, a Canon R3, a Sony A6000, my framing, ideas, mentality, rule of thirds, all this stuff is going to be the same for every, no matter which one I'm using. It's just a matter of getting to those, good pictures. So.
And then a gripe I have with people that ask for RAWs, I'm not going to give you RAWs unless you're another photographer.
It
really depends on the person, but I'm not gonna give a client RAWs.
I don't like giving RAWs either. I don't like giving pictures to people usually that we don't agree with that they want in the first place, because any one of their friends can edit it and then they show that picture to Joe Schmo, who's a photographer, and like, that's a crap photo. But it's not my picture anymore. Yeah. Like, once you edit somebody else's picture to that extent, it's not your picture anymore.
Right.
And I don't mean that legally, it is still their picture. There's not a way to steal it. But you're taking away from their style. That's not their thing anymore. That's a humongous point. Absolutely. When people want to buy, they want to buy all the pictures,
raw files, please?
I charge them a large amount of money because most people won't take me up on it.
Right.
And it's not even because I actually want that much money for whatever it is. It's just I want my best representation of my work, your best representation of you as the model. That's what I want out there.
Yeah.
Not every single one.
The worst thing that's happened for me is when I give them an edited photo. And they take it and edit it again. That grinds my gears, because I'm giving you what you paid for, my style. This is what you want,
right? That's what you gave me the money for.
Yeah. And then you're gonna take it and then modify it,
right?
I'm like, that's not mine. It's technically still mine, but it's not mine.
I would rather I charge a re-editing fee depending on the picture. But like, if somebody's like, oh hey, I like this picture, but can you make it look more like a film shot? $25. I'll re-edit your picture, I'll take that picture, make a black and white grain, all that kind of stuff. I'll make it look like a film shot. If you want it changed, just ask your photographer. Most photographers are nice enough to, if they have the time, they'll set aside a few minutes and redo it for you. It's not a big deal. Another thing that bugs me too, sending somebody like a really nice, vibrant picture, and they just slap it in a black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it might look good, but that's not what I took.
Right. I picked the black and white ones for specific purposes. Uh-huh. I'll edit the ones that I want in black and white for specific reasons.
You know the number one thing that'll make me go black and white in a picture?
Mm.
If I can't take the picture in a way that the sky actually looks good.
Right.
Bam, black and white. Why? Because the sky's all white. Who cares?
Exactly.
Fixes it every time.
There's a lot of things that black and white fixes that you don't want to.
That's true.
One of the other things is that they ask me, can you Photoshop this out?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are like really impossible.
Right.
Or it's not even that big of a deal. Like little blemishes, take it.
Like on the skin or something?
Yeah.
It's okay. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
You're not going on the magazine of Vogue. I hope everybody out there knows that like the models that are on the covers of like magazines, that's only like 10% them.
Yeah.
Like it's airbrushing, it's makeup, it's all that kind of stuff. Unless you're Ryan Reynolds, you're just gorgeous.
Ryan Reynolds owns a freaking soccer team. Insane.
And a cell phone company. And
he owns a lot of things.
And a gin company, right?
Yeah. He's insane. That's one of the things too. Like when they ask you either to Photoshop the work that you've already done,
right?
Because you've already submitted, like, I've already retouched your skin how I think would look the most natural, or they just want to get rid of a bunch of other things, and you're just like, ugh, not really. I don't want to do this. I spent 2 hours trying to adjust your skin tones already.
Because at a point, it starts to look fake.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't mind removing, like, a zit or, like, a little scratch or something like that. But, like, if you have, like if you have, like, a birthmark or something on somebody, like,
right.
It's a birthmark. That's part of you. That's what makes you you. And I think that everybody should be comfortable enough. You should be, no matter what you look like, mm-hmm. if you're happy with your life state, who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're 300 pounds, but you're healthy and you like your lifestyle, who cares?
You're healthy.
Right, exactly. And if you want somebody to take your picture, uh-huh. then know that you're going to look 300 pounds in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're okay with that, because your confidence is where it should be as a person, then that's it.
Right.
Don't ask me to use a Liquify tool and to give you an hourglass figure.
Yeah.
Because like, that's not you. And your friends and family that see this picture are...
They're going to say that's not you. Yeah.
Right. So just let the natural beauty be there.
Right. It's annoying sometimes when they just ask you for those things, like they think they're a better editor than you are, and you're just like, no, I haven't.
At least ask permission first too,
right?
Like, at least, I hate to use the word permission, like we like whatever, but like at least ask if it's okay. Like,
yeah,
just makes sense.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, if they take your photo that you edited, you put the time and effort to, you give it to them, and they just change it completely,
turn the saturation up to 100.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even the tones just change. You're just like, what happened to this photo? I thought it looked fine.
I thought it was a great photo. Why do you hate me?
Which leads into like some of our funny stories that we can go into our jobs.
Well,
lots of funny stories. One of the first. So this happened recently. So I got, when my camera got stolen, I borrowed a friend's and I went out to the Moon Rocks to shoot with a model that I didn't meet before. Her dress, and it was windy, had a huge slit, and I had to do a pose, and I was like, your ass is just hanging out. It's like the first time we've ever met, and I'm like, I'm getting a full view of the moon, and like, it's all ass right now. And I was like, oh, this is the first time we met. She's like, oh, that's fine. I'm like, great. I'm glad we're friends.
Yeah,
hi, nice to meet you. Hi, my ass is hanging out.
You guys want to see my pictures and my ass?
I was like, oh shit, I shouldn't be taking photos of this right now. But
she was super chill about it.
So dope.
That's pretty funny. At least she said something too, like to go back and be like, that's a lot of butt. You know what I mean? Like, just oops.
Yeah. Or yeah, I took the photos. That's a lot of butt. Sorry. And then we like redid it. And it was, that's just like a funny moment that you'll have together. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the first one shoot we've ever done.
It adds to the shoot. Absolutely.
It does. And yeah. then we just like vibed the whole time after that, like put on some music, vibed around, took awesome photos, and it's just like,
that's really cool. See,
but like, you just you're just like, what the hell, I got all your ass in this photo. Yeah. Sorry,
it's all right there.
And I was shooting at an angle to where I was like eye level with her butt.
Oh nice.
So I was just like beeline. I was trying not to, sorry, but that's all I see. I'm yeah. looking up, like at the gym. You're just looking up. Oh. You can't look.
Don't look at anybody.
Don't look at anybody. Just look up.
Everybody gets so offended in the gym now too.
And everything's offensive.
It's crazy. You know,
this whole podcast is offensive.
It's absolutely.
It will be offensive to some people.
Exactly. But if we say something that offends you, just like fast forward or listen to the next episode.
Yeah.
We don't mean to do it on purpose to anybody.
There's a skip 10 seconds. Skip 15 seconds.
Exactly. Which, thank God for that, by the way.
Yeah.
So when I was a tour guide in Hawaii, I was driving this group. Full group of people, 7 people in the van. If I remember right, it was all individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one lady from Australia, one lady from New Zealand, 2 people from UK, and the rest were all Americans. Mm-hmm. And one of the Americans, and I don't remember her name, and I told her, I was like, if I ever tell the story, I'm using her name. And she laughed because I 100% am calling her out for this. So as we're driving on this tour, it's about 9:50 in the morning. Light out, driving around, talking about the neighborhood we're driving through. We drive right by Diamond Head, and then next to Diamond Head, just down the street, is the studio where they film a lot of Hawaii Five-0's inside set shots. And right across from that is a cemetery. And then right next to that cemetery is a school. I cannot make this up. So I'm driving here, and then I have one person next to me who's a guest, and then there's 3 rows behind me of seats, and she's all the way in the very back corner, like behind my seat. She has a very distinct voice, so I knew exactly who asked this question. And I was like, oh yeah, and here, you know, coming up here, here's a school right here. Like, a lot of the schools have open walls, like, so that fresh air can come in because the weather's usually pretty good here. And without thinking about it, this lady in the back was like, you guys have schools here? And I was like, and the funny thing is like, I'm driving, so I can't like, I can't emote like I normally do.
Uh-huh.
But I saw out of the corner of my not so great eye that everybody in the van turned so slowly and looked at her, and she's like, what? And I was like, do you think people just moved to Hawaii like as adults? Like they turned 40. They're like, I'm educated. I'm going to Hawaii. Like, do you think the people come here to not have kids?
Oh my goodness.
And she's like, that's the fair point. And I was like, are there schools where you come from? Because that was an interesting question. Like the last part of the joke that I did say that to her in the van. I was like, are there schools where you come from? Like, cause that was an interesting question. Just like that. The only reason I made that joke is because everybody, including her, was laughing. I could tell that she was embarrassed. And in those situations, I think just laughing about it is going to be even better, you know. Throughout the rest of the tour, 5.5 hours, every time we passed by a school, I'm like, look, a school. Look, there's another school. There's another school. Like, yeah, it was pretty funny. So, yeah, it was good. And she was a good sport. If she wasn't a good sport, I'd have felt really bad.
Yeah. It depends on who the person is. And you're just like, I don't know if I can tell the story. Or I can make fun of you.
I'm going to wait. She'll never hear this podcast, so it's okay. Or if she does, she'll be like, my name is Stacy. How dare you forget?
It's not Stacy.
It's not. I hope not. If it is Stacy, great guess.
Great guess. Generic white name from...
Karen.
Karen. It's not a. She's not a Karen, though. She was nice.
No, she was. She was. Yeah, she was very, very nice. I did buy her lunch, by the way. Nice. I bought her lunch, like as a, you know, letting me use her as a pincushion for jokes.
There's a school.
There's a school. There's another school. Look, another school. She was so genuine, dude. You guys have schools here? No, like,
lady.
It was. I'm sorry, but it was such a dumb question.
Talk about dumb questions.
That I didn't, yeah. It's such a dumb question that me, being as quick as I am with my wit, had nothing.
Uh-huh.
My only response was, there must not be schools in Maryland or wherever you came from. Texas.
That's funny.
It was good.
What other funny stories? Most of the ones that I have are just like model stuff that just are in awkward positions.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you're trying to put models in, and you're like, that looks really funny. You just start laughing.
I'm funny.
Yeah.
do you have like a go-to way to make models laugh?
Well, not models, but like anytime for kids.
Mm-hmm.
To make kids laugh, you just throw out the word poop.
Just like a random little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, poop. And they start laughing.
Because when they're that age, that's a swear word to them. Yeah. They think it's funny. Yeah.
And then when the kid starts laughing, the parents start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So just yelling poop works.
I like. I'm going to try that then. Our son won't smile. Dookie. Nice. I just nailed it.
If he doesn't know the word dookie, though, you're just like,
Are there schools where you come from?
Yeah. They didn't teach us the word dookie in this school.
How do you spell that? Oh, the F is silent. Oh, okay, thanks. What?
F-D.
Fadookie.
Fadookie. You'll say poop.
See, I like that. I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, man. Poop is funny. I think it might even work with adults. Just cause.
There's a good chance.
Oh, shit.
I have a lot of clients that are like me. They're like 15-year-olds trapped in like 30-year-old bodies.
Yeah.
They would laugh, for sure.
Yeah, you're just taking photos of them, and you're like, oh, shit.
Or like weenus, talking about like your elbow. Yeah, it's exactly like you I just whacked the crap out of my weenus earlier.
I tapped on my weenus.
So I have the camera out, and I'm pointing it at the model, and I say, okay, give me, you know, like no smile. And they stoic, resting bitch face, right? And I'm like, okay, give me 100% smile, like over-exaggerated, and they open up real bad. I was like, okay, 50%. And they dial it back down. I'm like, okay, 17%. And their brain breaks. Exactly. Just like that. Just like that, and then take the pictures, bam, every time. It's I have yet to have that not work.
Something about a number not being whole.
No, exactly. And I chose 17 for that exact reason. Like, you can't even round it. You can't, like, 15, 20? No, 17%.
Do I go to 25? Oh, what does it mean? I don't know.
And 32%. Go.
Brain fart. Gosh.
You can see it break, and then they laugh. And that's my favorite thing about candid shots, too. Because a lot of people, if you don't like certain things about your face, you try to hide them.
Yeah.
So, but if I make you like genuinely like, laugh, you forget about your face for a minute. Like, you embrace the second, third, 15th chin that you have. Right. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Yep.
You're laughing. Beautiful pictures.
Yep. When I shoot with couples, I tell them to whisper something dirty in their ear.
Oh, yeah. I tried that once. Dirty. I heard what he said. He leaned over. He's like, 3-day-old socks on the floor. And I was like, no, that's not what I meant. She lost it. And he was like two knuckles into her ear with his lips when he said it too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was good.
Three-day-old socks on the floor.
Three-day-old crusty socks. And I was like, oh, my God.
That is something dirty.
It worked. She laughed so hard.
Yeah, anything dirty, like, will make somebody laugh. Poop, great.
I love that even, like, we've evolved more or less as, like, a species. Things like that still make us chuckle.
Yeah. The simplest things.
I'm a big kid, dude. Everybody that knows me knows that.
That's 17%, though. I got to try it on the next one.
Bro, I love it. I'm going to try the poop thing with kids.
That's so crazy.
Can I say poop to your 7-year-old kid?
You have to ask permission to say poop.
That's fine, yeah. They could be sheltered. I don't know. Worst swear word he's ever known.
He doesn't know anything else besides poop.
And now it's all he talks about. Thanks, DJ, and some photography. So
poop. It's just a kid yelling poop all the time.
This might be our dirtiest episode ever so far now because we said poop.
Dirty socks.
We're going to offend somebody. Dirty socks. Three-day-old socks. Turn this into an ASMR podcast.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I have three-day-old socks. Ew. Dirty.
Dirty. Yeah. All right. So, if you guys made it this far, we appreciate you. You guys are awesome. That was episode 10.
Heyo.
And we'll be back next week, possibly starting to do videos from next week on. So, we'll see where that
goes. We'll get even more dirty.
Change the podcast to Dirty Mike and the Boys.
We got to start an OnlyFans, apparently.
Oh, I'm down. If you guys want to start an OnlyFans, let us know. If you don't know what OnlyFans is, don't ask anybody.
I'm not filming video for OnlyFans. Awkward. No, don't hire me as your photographer.
You're supposed OnlyFans to be account. An artist.
Don't hire.
You guys are all awesome. Oh, we appreciate it. We will see you guys again next week.